It is an exciting time for student journalists and advisors in Missouri as the Walter Cronkite New Voices Act is set for a vote on the House floor in the coming weeks. The bill, sponsored by Representative Elijah Haar, a Republican representing District 134 in Springfield, Missouri, would essentially undo the Hazelwood decision that granted school officials more power to review and restrict the student press. Haar partnered with journalism professor Robert Berglund of Missouri Western State University to write the legislation, which is modeled after North Dakota's John Wall New Voices Act, passed into law in August of 2015. The bill passed through the Emerging Issues Committee and the Rules Committee unopposed. It is expected to come to the House floor for a vote before the legislature adjourns for spring break on March 17th. The general opinion seems to be that it will pass the House, but may face opposition in the Senate. My connection to this goes beyond simply being a journalism advisor and wanting to support my students. In the late 90s, my high school journalism teacher, Bill Hankins, was a driving force behind another bill that sought to undo Hazelwood, the Student Freedom of Expression bill. I went to a Rules Committee hearing with him to help show support for the bill, but it never gained traction and died there. Now, there is more support for this bill, especially from the Republicans who control the legislature. The support seems to be coming as a reaction to the concerned student 1950 protesters who were trying to block a student journalist from covering their protest on the University of Missouri campus this fall. No matter where the support comes from, I'm glad it's there this time around. If passed, this bill will right a nearly 30-year-old wrong.